Britton, we'll ask you a few more questions. We have some rapid fire questions, and then we'll get you out of here. How about that? Because I'm sure you are tired and deserve some sleep.
This was energizing.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
That's the way we feel about this podcast every week. Like, it's been for us doing the podcast through the pandemic was just such a good release.
Yes.
For all of us, you know, and it was just a way for us to get together without, you know, being in the same room, you know. And so it was like, there's not really sports to talk about, but we'll find a way, and we made it work. And like, that's just like how we feel about this every single week.
Yes. Fun. It's our therapy.
It is. We are each other's therapists.
Yes. Meredith, those are your questions, the green ones.
Oh, sure. I forgot my color. Who are your role models?
Ah, my role models. Ha, ha. This is why you don't just look at questions and then be like, cool, and then never look at them again, because I probably should be responding rapidly. And instead, I'm filibustering to find an answer.
Filibuster.
We're going to have to end the filibuster. I'm just kidding.
So I have lots of role models for different aspects of my life. But I will say, when it comes to just overcoming personal strife, the woman who raised me is pretty amazing. Her name is Josie. If you ever care. Someday you might meet her if she can get on an airplane ever again. But I think about her a lot. She raised me as her own, even though technically she was my grandmother. She had gone through a pretty rough divorce. She lived with her family in a somewhat abusive situation. So she just moved away from home at 15. She just left and just kind of like restarted her life, which I find to be pretty impressive. So she's very resilient. She's very independent, extremely stubborn. And so when I became independent and stubborn, I don't know why she was so upset. What did you expect? But she's pretty hardcore, and hopefully someday you guys will see her hanging out in Cleveland. I just have to figure out how to get her on an airplane without wearing a hazmat suit, or I'll get her a hazmat suit. I don't know. I'm considering it now that I'm saying this out loud.
Get like a private jet or something, so it's just her and the pilot.
Yeah, you know, I will say, I tried to figure out how those things worked during this pandemic because I thought I was gonna go crazy. Let's just say they're not as accessible as I thought. I was like, oh yeah, people charter flights, right? And there are tiny planes going out of Burke all the time.
Oh yeah. That's what Burke is built for, is tiny airplanes.
And I like contacted all of them at one point because I was trying to figure out how to get Andrew's family to like a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, $1 billion. And I was like, okay, well, this is not nearly as commonplace as I thought.
They'll be watching from their couches.
Yeah. And that's where the playoffs were watched, because I was it is just as expensive as we thought it was. And then I convinced myself that during the pandemic they changed their business model to help people, and the answer is they did not. Very expensive. So yeah, no private jets. Hazmat suit though, I'm pretty sure I can get a hazmat suit.
It's probably a lot more affordable than a private jet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so does Cleveland feel like home yet to you?
It's getting there. And I say that not just because all the snow that was dumped on me this year. That was a lot of snow. I think, again, moving in the middle of the pandemic, it was a little hard to like, a lot of home is community and the people there. And I didn't see people for a long time. So that made it hard. For the first time, come May, we will have been married for 10 years. So for the first time in 10 years, we've been trying to buy a home, and it's been impossible because the housing market in Cleveland like disappeared in this pandemic. And so there are just aspects of it where, again, don't live in the meantime, but I was just like, this will feel like home once I buy a house and then meet my neighbors. And that was just like a really dumb way to think about it. Fortunately, we're living in Cleveland. We're just west of downtown and there's a lot of cute little families here. There are no houses for sale here though. And I've tried, I've written letters. Oh. I've knocked on doors. I've called people. I've like done all the things trying to find a way to stay in this community. Uh-huh. Nothing for sale. But it's been nice getting to like starting to get to know some of my neighbors now that the weather is better. Mm. The older neighbors I've not really met because I think they're still really nervous and that's okay. Everybody's allowed to have it. But I think a lot of the parents have gone crazy. So everybody emerged on Sunday. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, suddenly the neighborhood was out and I saw everybody.
Everyone all at once.
Everyone all at once. And it was great. So because of that, yes, I think once we have like our first purchased home and I paint my first wall and I do that awkward neighbor new kid thing where I send out my letter to the like houses right next door that's like, hi, we're the Berries. You want to be my friend? I think that then it'll feel a little bit more like home.
Is that a thing? Because I don't know if I've ever done that when I've moved.
Like, I don't think it's a thing, Meredith, but I've made it a thing.
Okay.
Because if somebody moved next door to me, I would want them to tell me that they were there. I don't know. Maybe like I'll give them toilet paper or whatever.
I love it. Give them like a little, like,
you know, that should be a thing. Like neighborly, just giving each other toilet, be like, hello. Here you go.
Here's the thing.
My family. Like, everyone uses it. Everyone needs it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That should be a thing now, I think.
Yeah. And on TV, like, you know, because TV is real. And on TV, you get sugar from your neighbors. Yeah. Flour from your neighbors because you're probably baking pandemic bread.
Right.
Offering some toilet paper. I little side note of how terrible I am. When I was living in Atlanta, I for the first time, you know, Instacart was a thing in Atlanta before it was a thing in Cleveland. It happened a little later in Cleveland, but a coworker was like, just try Instacart. And I realized you can order from Costco without a Costco membership on Instacart.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Hot tip. Yeah.
Wow, that is
Sam's Club without a Sam's Club membership. What? Off of Instagram.
I just renewed my membership.
This is like true life hacks here.
Delivery fee. There's a $5.99 delivery fee.
I mean, I think it's worth it because when you go to a place like Costco or Sam's Club, you're buying such large quantities.
Oh yeah.
That $6 fee kind of makes it worth it. Like if you're just trying to get like $20 worth of food from the grocery store down the street,
no.
The $6 is not worth it. But if you're getting like $200 worth of stuff from Costco, $6 right. is okay. Well, that is a true life hack.
I discovered this in January or February of 2020. So this was before the world shut down. And I was like, ooh, sales. I'm a stickler for sales. As the person who bought her car off of eBay, like I am a stickler for sales. I will do anything for a bargain. And there was a sale on toilet paper. And I was like, you can never have too much toilet paper. And I accidentally, because I didn't read what I was buying. First of all, someone should have just told me that Scott toilet paper is not good toilet paper. Like that is not the good toilet paper. And I accidentally bought 200 individually wrapped rolls of single ply toilet
paper. Oh,
so it was like a hotel in your house is what you're saying.
What
200
kind of
hotel,
hotel or like the ball bathroom and we are still using the toilet. We have not run out. I've tried to run out of the toilet paper. 200 individually wrapped rolls of single ply toilet paper lasts for so long and I have so many rolls left and maybe it's good that I've had no guests since then. Even mortified,
oh my gosh.
And I have to wipe like 90 times. So much single
well,
ply toilet paper.
When you move into your house and you do your care package, maybe don't put in the single ply toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't want people to judge me. So
they will judge you. But I'm judging you.
Since Meredith is going to come over and babysit for me, now she knows when she goes into the bathroom and is like, what is this gas station toilet paper? Just know I have more where that came from and for some reason, it never stops. Like I I literally moved it to with me to Cleveland. I tried to sell it to my office. And they didn't want it either. And I was just like, oh, this is the worst. So yeah, that was my first Instacart. And on that very same Instacart, I asked for a Costco size thing of like that naked juice. That's kind of a terrible name, but like, you know, the smoothies.
They
gave me a large jumbo 3-pack of Pepto-Bismol. What? So now I have more Pepto-Bismol. I've never opened it because what am I going to do with 3 jumbo packs of Pepto-Bismol, which is not a smoothie. No. And I have a never-ending supply of single-ply toilet paper.
Wait. I have two questions about this. I don't know. The 200 rolls of toilet paper, like your Instacart shopper wasn't like, was this a mistake?
No.
They literally were like, yeah, like,
this is normal.
A normal person purchases 200 rolls of single ply, and I'm not going to question that decision.
How did they even load that, like, 200 rolls of toilet paper in their car? Is that what Instacart does?
Maybe if you're an Instacart Costco runner, you know to bring your pickup truck.
Yeah.
It was a sale, guys. It was like buy 2, get 2 free or something like that. That's how I ended up with all of the toilet paper.
Actually, perfect though that the Pepto-Bismol was in the same order, like also jumbo size. Like they were probably like, this person is not doing well with the Pepto-Bismol and the toilet paper, but also like single ply. Like they had to have been feeling for you.
Yeah. So if you guys need any Pepto either, my care package is going to be single ply toilet paper. Don't worry, it's individually wrapped. So got that. And a jumbo thing of Pepto, which is not a smoothie, but if you want to drink it like a smoothie.
Oh God.
One was not my fault. The toilet paper was legitimately my fault. That was their replacement item.
It was a replacement item.
I cannot.
They replaced item for smoothies with Pepto-Bismol.
I'm wondering if your Instacart shopper knew what smoothies are. If you pour Pepto-Bismol in a glass, it kind of looks like a radioactive smoothie. So I don't know.
Yeah. It's our favorite time of the show to talk about hair that does not grow on your head. Let's talk about Manscaped. So we all know our podcast is brought to you all by Manscaped. The best in men's below the waist grooming, something we've been talking about for the last few weeks. We're going to continue talking about them. You know that they offer precision engineered tools for your family jewels. We love their technology. We love their products. We love the lawnmower. We love the ball deodorant, the balderant for the cave. And Manscaped continues to be trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. We would like to share our exclusive offer for our listeners. It is 20% off plus free shipping with the code fansided20 at manscaped.com. Again, just as a reminder, you can get the Lawnmower 3.0, which we always talk about on this show. It comes in a perfect package 3.0 that comes with everything to keep you trimmed, cut-free, and smelling nice down there. The perfect package also includes the Crop Preserver. That is the anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. We've talked about this. You put deodorant on your armpits, so probably makes sense to put it on your balls, the smelliest part of your body. Guys, don't forget, again, you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
All right, last question before the rapid fires. In your humble opinion, will the Cleveland Browns win a Super Bowl?
My opinion's real humble. And it's unbiased.
Oh, totally. Totally unbiased.
But yeah. Yeah. So this is what God was doing for me. When Andrew's first year, so Andrew and I have been together since college. And so we go way back. Andrew's first year in the NFL, he was working for the Colts and they went to the Super Bowl. I was living in South Africa, so I stayed up to like a crazy time and watched said Super Bowl, and we didn't win the Super Bowl. However, Andrew, the introvert who doesn't want to go to any of the Super Bowl festivities, made the mistake of telling me that there were like parties. And every year since then, I've been like, and you're going to take me to a gala, right? And he's like, what are you talking about? And like, the Super Bowl gala. And he was like, party? I'm like, yes. And I'm going to wear a long ball gown. And so this year, I would tell Andrew, I was like, we can't go to the Super Bowl this year because of COVID. And if I miss that party, I'm going to be really upset, really upset. And he's like, I don't know. This was 10 years ago. So he's like, I don't know how this is in your head still. And I'm like, I'm going to that gala. I'm at a gala. But I imagine I'm going to walk down the red carpet that apparently doesn't exist in my ball gown to my gala. Like, I'm sure there's like a commissioner's ball, right? So that is why the Browns will go to the Super Bowl, because I want to go to a party for the Super Bowl. I also want the team to win. I want my husband to do well, but we're going to go to the Super Bowl and we're going to win it. Maybe this year.
I don't know what to guess. But
Britain needs to go to the gala, guys. Yes, get it together.
Yes, that's your halftime message to the team. Yeah, as you walk in, you be go. Like, listen, guys, there's going to be a gala that Andrew promised to take me to. It is your responsibility to get us to that gala. If you don't, I'm going to cry.
Yes, I'm sure that would really pump them up.
We may be able to construct you a dress with your unused toilet paper.
You might be like one of those like bridal shower games.
Yes.
That's what I should donate my toilet paper to.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
so great.
Are you having a bridal shower?
Who's getting married?
Who's getting married?
Brittany's not like, me.
I mean, Brittany's closer than I am. You've got a boyfriend. I live by myself with my cat. So that's like not coming anytime soon.
Well, maybe I'll just use it as currency. What can I trade?
Yeah.
I will make you a dress out of toilet paper. Are you a newborn photographer? If you know how to do that, I will make you a dress out of toilet paper.
There you go.
If you perfect. Your secondhand Duna stroller car seat, which I've been scouring Facebook Marketplace for 3 months. No luck.
Facebook Marketplace is wild. I didn't know anything about it, but my cousin, when I was living with her, you know, since she's a mom, like that's like, I swear, I think parents live on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like selling crazy things. She was buying crazy things. Yeah. And I never go on Facebook at all. Like I forgot my password and I never bothered renewing it or resetting it. So I'm just like, I'm baffled by Facebook Marketplace. It seems crazy.
Well, once I get into my moods, again, the one that bought the car off of eBay. Once I get into my moods, I get a little obsessive. So between Facebook Marketplace, eBay, Mercari, and OfferUp, I look at all of these at least 4 times a day, hoping that someone will sell me this magical car seat that turns into a stroller, because I can't bring myself for my third kid to buy it at full price, because that seems really dumb because I have a car seat. But I can teach you all the ways of bargain hunting if you, but you might need a Facebook account. You can just use mine.
Perfect. My mom always taught me never pay retail. That was like, that is mantra with my mother.
Yeah. She and I would get along. Although
you absolutely would.
I am told I am penny wise and pound foolish. So I've spent a really dumb amount of time trying to find this car seat, which at this point, if you took like my work salary and divided it by the thousands of hours I've used trying to find this car seat, I've probably already purchased it 4 times.
I know. You'll have to send me what it is. I will scour the Youngstown marketplace for you.
Yeah. Yes. Brie is very good at finding things. I one time nicknamed her F Brie I. Yeah. She is on the case.
I'm also a very big bargain shopper. And there's a in Youngstown, there is like a Amazon, a place where things people buy from Amazon or like extra things that they get that are like unboxed that like go to die. So sometimes they'll post things like they had a really nice, like, I think it was like a baby Leto crib that was like perfectly constructed, you know, it was like $100 and like people in Youngstown, like they don't do name brands here. It's like, so like you can find like really good things that people are like, I've never heard of that thing. It's like the Coach purse. Like nobody, yes, nobody knows those brands. So you can find things on the cheap. So I'll keep my eye out for you.
Thank you.
I think there's one of those in Menor as well. It's like the Amazon returns, and I've seen TikToks about it, and I wanna try it out, but it also looks very stressful.
You should try it out.
Cause it's literally just things. Like, it's literally just like bins of anything and everything that can be purchased off of Amazon for like $1, $2, $3. Like, I want to try it.
I'm supposed to be pronouncing that city's name.
Menor. How have you been saying it?
Mentor. There's a T in there, and I over accentuate the T. Maybe it's because I have so many in my own name. But when you said that, I was like, Menor.
Yeah, they don't pronounce the T.
Mentor.
About half of my cousins went to Menor High School, and when I first moved here and I was calling it Mentor, they were like, no. I was told how to pronounce it, so I never screwed it up again, because you get like, they get crazy about how it's pronounced.
Mentor. See, you're a real Clevelander now.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, when I stopped calling the Cuyahoga River the Cuyahoga, I really made it. Because, guys, it's actually spelled Cuyahoga.
It is.
Not spelled Cuyahoga. It is not spelled that way. It's spelled Cuyahoga. Yeah. But I had to, I for the sake of my social life, I had to figure out how to say that correctly.
Yeah, YouTube is my resource for when I want to learn how to pronounce things. Like, if I have to learn how to pronounce, like, someone's name, and I'm not sure, I'll go to YouTube and like look for highlights of them and to like hear what the announcer is saying and like how they're saying their name. I'm like, okay, well, that's how I'm going to say it. And like, that's what I do.
I have to get famous enough for you to be able to do that for me.
All right, let's do some rapid fire questions. Now, these questions I didn't send to you because okay. We're going to catch you, you know, by surprise.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Favorite TV show?
This Is Us.
Oh, that's a good one.
Show. Beautiful answer.
And Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
Another good answer.
Love that show. Ew, David.
Favorite musician?
Beyonce. Always and forever.
Yes. Starbucks or Dunkin'?
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, wow.
Heartbreak.
And you're a mom heartbreak. And you don't drink How'd coffee. Do that's like the most impressive thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but I love a good chai tea latte. So
okay, chai's
find
delicious.
Me a good chai tea latte, I'm down. But I don't drink coffee, so I guess neither.
It's fine. Good answer.
Saves a lot of money.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, this is a tough one. Probably the hardest one of all of them. Sweatpants or leggings?
Oh, I'm wearing leggings right now. I was wearing sweatpants yesterday. I would say, okay. Is rapid fire questions, do they deserve rapid answers? Because
if you have a very good reason, we will take your explanation.
Okay, so leggings for me, because I have a nice butt. And therefore, in my current pregnant state, that is the only thing that looks nice right now. And I might as well show it off. You know, like I said, like I don't know if you guys heard, I ran track. I don't know if you heard me say that. No, I still have some, you know, a little bit of muscle in my leg. And so I need to show that off because it's carrying an extra like 35 pounds right now. So
there you go.
That is why leggings. Mm-hmm. There we go.
You got the love bump it. And the bump. Love it.
I love it.
Yes.
Double bump. All right. This may be an odd question. I don't know. I'm just curious. Showers or baths? Do you even get to do this on most days?
This is a great question. So again, this is not a rapid answer. I am currently renting a place that was built for a man in a wheelchair, which means there are not bathtubs here. Oh. And the pregnant version of myself desperately needs to take a bath because yes. My back is breaking. So I am yearning for a bath right now. But I would say, like, usually I'd be like, oh, shower, but bath, because I need one right now.
Love that. I'm a big bath person. Everyone thinks it's so weird, but like, I feel like when you're a mom, you just like, it's like literally my like 20 minutes to like just escape, but they still find me. Like they just show up and they're like, are you taking a bubble bath? Can I come in the bubble bath? And I'm like, can I just get 10 minutes?
No, I end up back in the day when I lived in a place that had a bathtub, it'd be like, Andrew would come home and it'd be like 10 p.m. And he's like, why are you in the bathtub at 10 p.m.? And I was like, this is my bath time. No one can interrupt me. No one can climb out of their crib at 10 p.m.
Yes.
My bath time.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite comfort food?
Ice cream. I love ice cream.
What flavor?
Any kind of ice cream. I love ice cream.
Flavor?
So Grater's s'mores is really good. If you just want to go for like generic, most people can make a pretty good strawberry cheesecake. I'm not a fan of chocolate on chocolate with chocolate bits on it, so like Rocky Road and stuff, that's too much chocolate. But the Grater's s'mores ice cream is really good, and if you top it, if you top the ice cream, if you use the ice cream to top the brownie, like a nice warm brownie, it's really good. This is our guilty pleasure in our home right now.
Oh my god,
let's try that.
Now I want some. I want some. Are you binging any TV shows right now?
Well, I binged my way through Schitt's Creek way too quickly, and I just feel like there's a void in my life. So now we've moved on to as of yesterday, a very serious show called The One. This is not a glowing recommendation, but I'm watching it because I'm curious about it. I will also say that I have gone back in time and I'm not caught up on This Is Us because I've gotten Andrew to watch it with me. And so I've started watching it over again with him so he can watch it. So it's kind of This Is Us, but The One is one. It's a weird one. I thought it'd be more like Black Mirror, but it's not. So not my glowing recommendation. Catch me in like 2 weeks and I'll tell you how it ends.
All right.
If it was worth it.
So I'm not sure if the Harvard-Yale football game is a big thing in your household, but I feel like it should be. Who do you root for considering okay, that was a quick answer.
Yes. So this was like an actual point of contention because nerd fact, when I was at Yale, I was the student government president because I'm a huge nerd and you can make fun of me for it, but like who becomes student government president in their late 20s?
Me.
And everyone would be like, you're obviously rooting for Yale. And I said, oh, do grad students play football? And they're like, no. And I was like, okay, well, when they do, I will root for them. But I was at Harvard as an undergrad and I dated a really hot football player. And so, obviously it's hard, but I appreciate the fact that you even know the importance of this game, which is literally only important to like 4 people on the planet. Everybody else cares about these like big bowl games. And, you know, when I was in Atlanta, people kept talking about like Clemson and LSU and Georgia Tech. And I'm just like, has anybody watched the Harvard Yale game? Really important to me. And I love it. 100% Harvard. 100%.
I love it.
And we're so much better than Yale.
Spoken like a true rivalry. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Britton. Well, we will get you out of here. We thank you so much for joining our podcast tonight. We kept you up past your bedtime, past your bath time. Well, I guess standing shower time. But before we let you go, is there anything that you want to plug? Where can people find you on social media? Do you want them to find you on social media?
Well, you can just look at Ref Blog. Ref Blog. Golfer backwards, whatever golfer backwards.
There, well, you know that.
How did you know that? It took me like a year and a half to figure that out.
I was right now years old when I realized.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I have to out him for a moment because I know Chris personally. He was so excited you responded to his tweet. He DM'd me your tweet and was like, look at this. And I was like, well, we're going to have her on our show.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you want to flex harder? He's not coming on your show, Chris.
You can find me on that. This is like my only piece of social media. I'm not cool enough to even know how to tweet. I literally only tweet two words at a time, like recently.
And I mean, you were tweeting a lot of GIFs though, and that's pretty advanced.
Because they usually like, you know, they. Sorry, people who are listening and can't see my amazing facial expression. I'm very emotive. But yeah, I tweeted something earlier that week where somebody, I don't know who it was like, everyone was being antsy about the fact that there wasn't like a lot of things coming out yet about free agency. And so someone tweeted something about like, the Browns are signing LeBron James to play both sides of the ball for $300 million, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, okay. And then someone else, you know, also being cheeky was like, source. And he wrote Andrew Berry's wife. And all I wrote was, and then people saw it, and then somebody wrote back like, oh my gosh, Britton Berry just ratioed you. And I was like, oh gosh, I don't even know what that means. I don't know what it means to ratio someone. I've gotten old, obviously. And then he like retweeted like, I just got dropped off by the GM's wife. And I was like, I don't know what that means. I don't know how I did that, but people are responding with body bags and skulls, which I think is a good thing in Twitter land. So you can find me on Twitter. I don't know what I'm doing half the time, but I'm so much cooler on Twitter than I am in real life, apparently.
You are hilarious.
No, yes. You are incredible in real life.
It's because I'm incredibly petty and salty.
Yes, okay. If there's two things to take away from this entire interview is you belong on Twitter because of this.
Yes.
And number two, you would be great on TikTok. So just think about it.
I think so. We might have to introduce and teach Britton how to TikTok.
We will run your social media for you.
Well, wouldn't TikToking mean that I have to be like dancing?
No,
there's a lot of fun TikToks that you can do. I think that the dancing part of TikTok is for like the teenagers. So if you're 18 and younger, you're dancing. The millennial TikToks, they're very like educational. Like at one point I wound up seeing all of these pages from like the Indigenous peoples of America talking about, you know, what, you know, the Native American struggles that they have. And I was like, oh my God, this is so interesting. I didn't know any of this. So I'm like liking them all and watching them all. And then, you know, seeing like Black creators talk about, you know, racial injustice. And I was like, I was so into it. I was like, I am learning more from TikTok than I learned in 13 years of public school.
Yes.
Like this is incredible. So there's a lot of really cool things on TikTok that don't have to be dancing.
I do like the people who like workout dance on TikTok. I explored that. And it's like, they'll do it this like elaborate plank workout to music that's
I know what you're talking about,
and it took me like 2 hours to figure it out, and that was a good workout, and then I got it, and then I became too pregnant. And that's my only exposure to TikTok. I was like, oh, I could learn cool dance moves that they're going too fast for me to understand, or I could learn cool workout moves that once I conquer it, I'll be sweating so hard that I'll feel like real cool about myself. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter on ref vlogs thing.
I love that you're referring to his Twitter account to find you. That's my favorite part of this entire thing.
That is, you know, I'm gonna use my network.
Yeah. My face hurts.
I know.
Same. So much.
My husband texted me. He was like, I can hear you two levels up. I'm in the basement. I was like, okay, I'll calm down. All right, Britton. Well, thank you so much. We will let you get off to bed. That wraps up part two of our interview with Britton Berry. We wanted to thank you wholeheartedly for coming on our show, taking time out of your busy schedule, and missing some sleep for us to come chat with us. We cannot wait to have you on again sometime soon. We wish you all the best in your last few weeks of pregnancy until that newest little one arrives. You can have Meredith on call if you need that babysitter, and we'll help out as well. We'll be your new little squad there. So thank you guys all for listening and for the feedback. We had so many laughs. We can't wait to do it again. And don't forget to rate us and review us if you can. We love to hear your feedback, and we will talk to you guys all next week.